my dad's best friend from growing up and my mom's roommate when they started dating and got married. That's where they met at their wedding. And they actually live out in L.A. now. So we were able to spend some time with them when we lived just north of L.A.
Oh, wow. So you've been around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
back home.
Wow. Is that good?
Yeah, it's great.
Good. And so tell me about your wife. Where's she from?
She's from all over. Her dad's a research scientist and would either get bored or fired every 4 to 5 years. So she's lived everywhere from Charlottesville, Virginia, which is where she was born, up to Buffalo, down to South Florida. So, with many places in between. She was living in West Orange, New Jersey when we met.
Oh, wow. So, tell me about y'all's wedding.
It was a great time. It was January 16th of 99. It's a great time. It was over here at All Saints right down the road. Had a pretty big wedding, 200 to 250 folks. I mean, it was a big wedding, which Michelle planned from Italy, which was a feat in and of itself.
Wow.
We had the reception at Dunwoody Country Club, where my folks are members, and it was just a blast. It was
what
a good time.
People in your wedding? Okay.
We had, I want to say, six folks on each side, six groomsmen, six bridesmaids. It was Michelle's two brothers, and then the rest of my friends from either growing up or college. It was a lot of fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's nice. So let me see here. So you said that your wife was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she teach?
She taught kindergarten for the military school over there.
Oh.
So she had 22 5-year-olds, I want to say. So it was. She learned a little bit. She didn't put out much of an effort because I got to go to 7 months worth of language school, so I was fluent in Italian when we went over. So she just drugged me around whenever she needed to do anything.
That sounds,
so let's go.
That sounds great. So you moved around after college, but you spent your early childhood
right
here. So what about your church? Do y'all attend church at all?
We don't. We probably should, but we haven't decided on one. I was raised Catholic, and she was raised Methodist. So we're just trying to figure out what we want to do.
And how long ago was that anyway?
Since March of last year, so almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a year.
Well, great. I'm just going to talk just a little bit about household stuff. You don't just switch the topic. That seems kind of weird. What would you call this room that we're sitting in right now?
The living room.
And what would you call that thing over there? Right there?
The vase?
Mm-mm.
No.
Right past it.
The fireplace?
Yeah, what do you call that thing on the top?
A mantle.
Right, okay. let's see. And what are some other rooms in a house?
We got a kitchen, laundry room.
What might you find in the kitchen?
Dishwasher, oven, stove, sink, refrigerator, table, chairs.
What about where you keep food?
Refrigerator, cabinets, pantry.
Okay. And what about, what about the kind of furniture you find in your house to cover that?
Yeah, some sofas, the table, end tables, lamps, fake tree in the corner, statues.
Okay, and maybe what kind of things would you find upstairs?
Bedrooms, beds, dressers, closets, bathrooms.
And what might, in terms of the bed, what would you find in your own bed?
Pillows, sheets, comforter.
Did you ever visit your grandparents' house growing up?